You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late!
Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman,
talking about road rage.
Woo!
And some people that may be in denial that they have road rage.
Well, I want everybody to be honest about it. Let's be real. And check it out. Shout out to those of you checking us out on our Facebook page. Val D said, nope, no road rage here. Eddie Beasy said, yes, I have road rage, but not to the point of getting aggressive, such as violent. But let's talk about it.
But that's the whole thing. I just be wanting people to understand. So, yeah, you not level 10.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Let me finish. But let's talk about it. It's deaf. I definitely get loud as AF. Window down. Like, you cool, you know? Amen. Definitely, especially when you're driving in the city.
Mm-hmm. This is what I just need people to understand. You can have, there's levels to everything.
There's right? levels to it.
So you can have mild road rage, but just acknowledge that you got road rage. That's what the question is about. Like, just acknowledge. Be like, yeah, but I've never acted on it outside of cussing in my own vehicle or saying, calling somebody ignorant. You this, you that.
Uh-huh.
But you haven't chased the person down or you haven't done that. So, again, there's levels to it, but it is what it is. You cannot act like it's not road rage. It is. It is.
Yeah.
You know.
It is.
Yeah.
It's road rage. Road rage.
And that's the only point that I'm making. And, again, because some people, you know, their levels raise, and it's like, okay, if they do this one more time, now they saw me with my signal on, and they just won't let me over. I hate that because, you know, people say that, and it's like, you know, I'm courteous to other drivers when I know they're trying to get over because they may have missed getting over to get to their thing. So you slow down or whatnot. But sometimes people just be so mad. Now I missed my whole damn exit.
Right.
That's road rage. Sir, ma'am.
Sir, ma'am.
That's road rage. That's
sir, road ma'am. Rage.
Yeah. Sir, ma'am. Because it might be, you know.
That's road rage.
Yeah.
See, some people don't recognize they got road rage. They just think it's just, you know.
Right.
That's okay, though. But we want y'all to know.
Yeah.
That's road rage.
What is the YouTube percentage like now? On the poll that we have up, do you have road rage? Yeah. And some people, like I say, they take it to the extreme. And we have situations where there's been so many people who have been killed because of road rage.
Yeah.
Other people have been shot. Mm. You see fights in the middle of the street, whether it's a city street or on a
freeway. And why there got to be fights about it? Why there got to be fights? Why people go?
It's called,
why people take it there?
It's called road rage. Because it's called road rage, they're upset, and people want you to know how upset they are, and so some people take it to that next level. You throw them the bird, and now they pull up just to make sure that they can cuss you out in person, and now before you know it, your ego and your emotions are high, and before you may even know it subconsciously, you tell them, well, pull over then.
Right, right.
And they pull over. And
right.
You pull over. And now we got a whole situation that could go to an extreme level.
Yeah, very true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Jasmine Jazz West on a YouTube page said, I drive kids for a career, so no, I can't afford to have road rage. Let me catch the rest of this. That, doesn't mean I don't get mad. I don't have a personal vehicle. If I did, I wouldn't risk having road rage. LaRon Taylor said, we are number one. We are number one. That's what the bird means. Okay. Okay. Number one is the index finger. Give it a fingerprint. That's the number one thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When you go the other way, you ain't even on the ring finger. You understand what I'm saying? That ain't even the ring finger.
That's definitely people know that.
Deaf people know that.
Yeah.
You're like, what? They see that? Oh, yes. It's on and cracking. You about to have a situation. You about to have a whole situation. Because they know what that means. They ain't playing with you. They are not playing. So, hashtag that part. Vincent Wheaton said, that's me, Homer. Okay. What are the numbers percentage-wise on the poll?
On the poll, we're holding steady.
Okay.
Still 43? Yes. I have road rage, 41%.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I don't, at 59%. On our Facebook page, D said, I usually say maybe this person got a rush to the bathroom or has an emergency, and I'll pull over and let them go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a nice thought.
Mm-hmm.
You could think that.
Yep. You know what?
Pull over,
some of
let
these
them
people
go.
Are lying on this YouTube poll.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Because
they are, I guarantee you, in my opinion, they're not looking at some of the frustrations that they have.
Okay.
They're not counting that as road rage.
Oh, okay.
They're not counting it as road
they're
rage.
They're not counting it?
Nope.
Because they think, like, it ain't no big deal.
Right.
Like.
Well, because they didn't take it to the extreme,
right.
Like the 18-year-old and a lot of other road rage incidents that we hear about.
Right.
So they'd be like, well, I'd never do that, though.
Yeah.
If you have had ill thoughts about somebody that turned in front of you or somebody that, as Xavier said that he would do to get people, slow down. Be
okay.
Like, yep, I'm going to slow down on purpose. Just to real, what are you slowing down for? To tick them off.
No, they're going too fast.
Listen to what I'm saying. So when you slow down, what do you think the person behind you is going to be saying or thinking?
I better go around him or slow down.
No, they get mad.
Exactly.
They mad because when they come around you,
I do it sometimes.
Yeah.
I gotta admit it. I do it sometimes.
Yeah, but see,
because maybe you know what? You know why though?
Yeah, it's road
rage. You know why? Because they be so far up on you,
mm-hmm.
They're trying to, you know, and I'm like, I'm in the slow lane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the driving Miss Daisy lane. What are we doing? I'm going
like
the
I'm
speed
breaking.
Limit. What are you doing? You almost bumping me off the road. You trying to bump me off the road.
All I hear is a bunch of excuses of acknowledging road rage here. I just hear excuses.
I feel like, listen.
And I'm allergic to ENC's excuses
whatever,
and complaints.
Whatever, I'm just saying what it is. Just say what it is.
The hot keys against
they be
me
like,
again.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was on point. Bump. I was on a roll. The hot keys wasn't against me. They were for me.
That's because I wasn't here.
That's it.
To give a different viewpoint.
That's it.
You know, when they do that, that makes me so mad. I have road rage.
Accusations. She just
no, she's just slowing down a little bit. You're not
but
breaking.
But she just said she had road rage.
I have the rage.
Come into the light, Xavier.
Don't admit it.
Oh.
Wow.
What if you be making me mad? Who don't it make mad? If you say that don't make you mad, you lying.
When people slow down?
No, when they're up on you, when they're gosh darn near on your bumper.
Oh, yeah, you just got to take it slow, then you got to slow it down. You don't have to brake check. You just gradually slow down, and they got to back off, right? Unless they want to.
I mean, and it makes you so mad that you want to slow down, and you do a little brake check or whatever. Because
mm-hmm.
they do too much. What else are you going to do? You already in the slow lane.
Mm-hmm.
They supposed to get over if they want to go faster.
Aaron,
you go in the speed limit.
Aaron and Sam
what are you
on
supposed
our YouTube
to
page
do?
Said Will Smith old song. Right, you saw my blinker. Mm-hmm. Yep. That part. He said the only song I heard him curse. Right, that part. It's just real talk. Vincent Wheaton said, I avoid ignorance if possible. Slight misunderstanding said, after seeing someone get killed in an accident due to reckless driving, when I see people run lights, I get very angry. I will cuss. I will flip you off. And that's all I'm saying. Del Max said, "Blow, they know they got road rage."
Exactly.
Del Max said, "That poll should be 95% yes."
Exactly.
That's it. That's it.
Accusations.
West Coast
Jay
said,
"I mean, what are you going to do?"
So if someone says something to upset me and it makes me mad, however, I don't react with physical harm, but I'm mentally upset, does that make me have a temper? Yes. Stop it. Stop it. Now, all you are doing, in my opinion, is controlling your temper. You're just controlling your temper because you wanted to. But you're like, you know what? I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. So you're just controlling your temper.
And there's but nothing you, wrong.
Right,
that shows a sign of maturity.
That's how you're supposed to be able to try to react.
Exactly.
But if you react in a way of, if I went on my way to take my son or daughter to school or daycare, I got time today. I got time today. If you had to say that, you got road rage. Go on and come into the light. Acknowledge. Acknowledge. Because, yeah, that poll should have been 95%. Because, you know, people have those moments. But I'm telling you, I'll be like, sure, don't let them bait you.
Don't let them bait you.
Don't let them bait you. And so she's gotten so much better. She's still, you know, got some work to do. But she's gotten a lot better. I'll probably get a text. Why you put my business out
Why
there?
Why you put me out there?
Because
well,
it's
that's like my sister. She,
because it's the truth.
She gotten better.
There you go.
A little bit.
We got to get ready to get some bills. Don't forget, coming up.
At least I didn't put your name out there. You know who you are.
Put the name out there. Say it with your chest. Listen. Slight misunderstanding said Xavier be giving Blow studio rage. Hashtag that part. Hashtag
he
facts.
Do. He do.
Yeah, studio
they
rage
both
for
give
real.
Each other studio rage.
Let's say we got to get ready to take care of some bills. Wisco Jay said, agree to disagree on this, big bro. Right? I'm just saying. That part. Minister Kevin was like, yep. He's going with slight misunderstandings comment. Don't forget, coming up at 8:30 a.m., we'll be joined via a phone line or a video link.
Something. We don't know yet.
Bailey!
Sheree! Sheree Harris!
Bailey, we got to take care of some pills.
We need to know how you... Come on.
Answer your text.
What? Answer your text. Look at your text, girl.
What are you...
Wake up! What?
See, this is supposed to be...
What?
This is supposed to be our version
what?
Of... Listen, to Xavier and to Bailey Coleman.
What? Homer.
This is supposed to be our... And if you notice, when some of these things come up, and I'm hitting my gavel... And I'm glad it's a great gavel, too. That's supposed to be internal affairs, but they're brought to the
she's
air
calling me.
Affairs.
She's calling me right now.
So good.
She's calling
because,
me right now.
Because it's.
I need to take
the
call.
Should be an internal affair.
She is calling
Turn your
me.
Mic off. We're going to take care of bills. Let us have some internal affairs. Y'all be like, the hell with it. We going to talk about this. And we're going to talk about it now.
Sheree, I'm going to call
what
you back.
What is not happening is what we were supposed to get. I'm like, will y'all please? We've got meetings on Tuesday to discuss that. You're like, oh, hell no. We're going to discuss it now. On the air. We're going to let the Troop Nation know the truth.
That's
we're
going
to take care of it. No. I be saying, let's leave it. See, studio rage. I'm dealing with studio rage.
Oh, my God, studio rage.
Yes,
y'all.
I can acknowledge that. We got to take care of these bills. We'll be black.
Sure, I'm going to call you back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Homer Blow. Feeding the kids shouldn't turn into a negotiation, That's why Cousin Subs reimagined the kids' meal. Kids get to choose a kid's sub, mac and cheese, or chicken tenders, plus a side, a drink, and dessert. Everything they want, nothing you have to overthink. And while they're covered, so are you, with fresh-made favorites you'll actually want and feel good about. More choices, more smiles. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. I'm a club sub, and I like the strawberry shake. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. Bailey and Xavier. So y'all got it rectified, huh?
We got it rectified.
Because y'all just be putting all the business out there.
What?
That's how you get fast.
See, here, y'all need to really notice what I said in the beginning of the show. Whenever you hear Bailey say, "What? Like, did I do that?" That you know that, listen.
Nothing has occurred.
Stop it.
What?
There it is. Y'all listen for them what's.
I am telling the truth.
And.
My truth.
And the way, the inflection of the what.
Accusations.
There you go.
See, there we go.
That's what it is.
But you just proved it.
What?
How is it still an accusation?
It's not been proved.
Really?
Yes.
So you're saying that that's not what you do when you're going there?
When I'm going where? Where are we going, Homer?
Internal affairs being brought to?
Internal affairs?
Yes.
I mean, we're a radio station.
Right, absolutely.
What type of internal affairs do we have?
Well, we have meetings. We have meetings for that. What?
I'm not on the meetings.
Okay.
Clearly, I'm.
But there are two. There's two of them scheduled.
I'm not. No, there's one.
No, there's one later.
No, no.
It is.
No, there's not. Not anymore.
So when it was, were you there?
Sometimes.
See what I'm saying?
Really?
Right. Oh, I get a win. I get a win. I got a hot key on my side. So that's what I'm talking about. You understand that. And it's just some of the things that I'm like, no, we ain't get ready to go here, are we? And it's like, we go there.
Where are we going?
You know where we go. Where you take it. You go into stealth mode.
Stealth?
Yes. You don't know what that is? You created it, Bailey.
I did not.
Are you really going to sit here? You're just as bad as some of the people who say no on the poll.
What?
There it is. There it is. I knew it was coming.
Accusations. These are
hot. There you
hot
go.
Hot keys against me again. Listen, I have an 80% hot key against me thing.
You got 80% hot keys against you?
Yes, 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 yes. 20% have been favorable.
Accusations.
See? What are you saying, Homer?
Order in the producer's studio. So, Bailey.
Yes.
You know what? The Truth Family Fest is coming up.
Yes, it is.
You know?
Yes.
And we're going to get all of the information that you'll need. Mm-hmm. We know that we've been talking about it. We're excited about it.
We're excited.
This Saturday.
Yes.
August 22nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And listen, y'all. Homer and I will kick off the broadcast. We're going to be broadcasting live from Riverside University High School.
Yep.
And we want you to come out.
You got to get there early for me.
Because we're going to be there. Me and Homer are going to be doing our thing from 11 to 12.
That's right.
That's when we're going to be on the big broadcast.
It's going to be Truth in the Morning. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because it's still morning.
Yep. Still morning.
Hashtag that part, hashtag facts.
So we're going to need y'all there.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, you can end up telling us your truth in person.
Yep.
I wonder if Al will show up.
I don't know. Hopefully. Hopefully.
He's on timeout.
He could come out to the broadcast.
See, this is where I go. with was that over the air?
What?
What you just said.
Oh, he's on timeout?
See, that's internal affairs.
What? What is wrong?
You know what's...
What?
You and Xavier... Listen, you know what? I need to have some 72s.
He got road rage, y'all.
I need to have studio rage. I need to have... listen.
What?
My people.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Why did he get on timeout? Was he cutting up? He was cutting up in here, wasn't he? I love Al. We all know he cut up sometimes, though. Listen.
We're really...
Your family member.
Yeah.
He cut up sometimes, just cut up.
I'm going to wait till it's...
In
2 more minutes, we'll take some bills, and we'll be joined by Cherie.
Homework.
She'll bring some decorum, because y'all
the listeners will be wondering. Where is Al at today?
Exactly.
What?
It's a normal question.
You know.
He was cutting up, Buddy Homer. He was cutting up. Whose show was he cutting up on?
I think it was the 4 o'clock show.
The 4 o'clock show.
At least that's where I got the text message.
Listen. Can we have anything that we...
I think it's the Tap In show.
Oh. Tapping.
I'm gonna do this until it's time for a break. Cause
he was tapping in with Jazz.
I'm tapping in right now.
And he messed up, Homer.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
He got very impassioned and
oh really?
Said some things
maybe
he shouldn't
I need
have said.
To put the mic.
Oh really?
Down here.
Ooh.
Maybe just a word, just one word.
One word.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad. Oh, yeah.
Listen. No, okay.
Was it a body part situation?
No, just
you know what?
Listen, MF.
Listen.
Oh no! Yes. Oh, not that.
Listen.
That's terrible. Homer, can you believe that?
You know what? I've tuned y'all out. I've got about another 16 seconds left.
What's wrong, Homer?
I'm going to be going to break, and when we return. Because Cherie talking about, we all cutting up today, I see you laughing out loud. Listen, I'm just saying, I believe in eternal affairs. I'm just saying, to my producer. And
wait a minute, hold on. Jazz
Weston.
But Al went wrong, though.
It is time for us to take care of some bills. You understand what I'm saying?
We're going to break kind of early, ain't
no,
we?
No, it's 26 after.
We got 45 seconds, though.
It's 26 after.
No, we
You're
got
making us
seconds.
Late.
I am not.
You are?
It's break time.
What?
It's break time.
Thank you.
Whatever. Whatever. Let's go to break.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. Take us to break.
No. Let's go.
You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl.
Bailey Coleman.
When we return, we'll be joined by Cherie. And since all of this extra commentary has been coming on and going on, I wonder if you have the paperwork that I requested, Xavier. All right, we'll be black.
Now,
you are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and your girl, Bailey Coleman, for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Now, each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson that they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses.
Welcome Black to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. Trying to make sure that we get a name up for our guest, who is not just a guest.
What's going on?
I don't see the name there. You know what I'm saying?
One of our chief wingdings here.
Yeah, all that stuff that the producer's saying, and I don't even see Cherie's name up there.
Yeah.
That's Eternal Affairs right there.
Ooh.
Well, we going to learn today.
All right.
Listen, we got to welcome our guest, but, you know, she's a guest to Truth Nation, but she is family for us here at The Truth, the award-winning Truth, 101.7 FM. Of course, Cherie, great morning.
Hi.
Thank you for getting up and hanging out with us.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a good reason that we got you up this early in the morning. We got you up because the Truth Family Fest is fast approaching, and it's this Saturday, August 22nd, taking place at the Riverside University High School. It's our annual Truth Family Fest, so we're excited. And some people may still have questions about what it is. So first and foremost, let people know who you are and why. Then we'll get into why the Truth Family Fest is so important and people need to attend.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Different on my end.
Yep.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Cherie Harris and... if you recall, I'm one of the co-founders of 101.7 The Truth, and now I'm back as a contractor helping with the transition, and excited to be back with my family, my true family and true fans, working with you guys side by side, getting things in order, as Homer would say, Eternal Affairs in order.
Yeah, that part. Truth Family Fest, what is it? What does it mean for the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth?
Well, True Family Fest is a day for community connection. It's an opportunity for all of us, the team, to, you know, be part of the community, connect the community back at the school resources.
Yeah. Hang on, Cherie. We're trying to get your audio sound together because it's clear, but then it breaks up and we're hearing, you know, snippets. Okay, it's just all right. Xavier just said it's just a connection. So go ahead. We'll see. I just want to make sure that we got you coming in the best that we can, so people can get all of this valuable information. But if you could start over again about what is the Truth Family Fest and why is it so important?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Sounds good. Truth Family Fest is a day of back to school resources, community connection. You know, engaging with our fans, you know, who've been part of our development from day one. And it's an opportunity for families to get together and go back to school and entertaining the kids with physical activities. Milwaukee Public Schools is a part of it when they're going to have events there as well. I would say overall, it's a free community engaged event you don't want to miss. We've been doing it every year since 2022, and it's gotten bigger and bigger every time. And I'm just excited that we're able to
I'm going to just try to just make this call. If you could actually just call into the Truth Talk text line, because, again, the information that you have to share is so, so important. And I know some of the listeners are probably hearing kind of like what we're hearing, some choppiness here and there, but I want them to hear everything that you have to say, and I want them to be able to hear it clearly. So I know you're on with us video wise, but if you could just kind of call into
the Truth Talk text line
833-212-1017, which we know you know.
Audio is going in and out.
Yep. So if you can just do that right quick, and we'll just chop it up until you call in. All right. So Xavier, you can that feed, and we'll just wait until we get her on the Truth Talk text line, the Truth Talk call-in line, 833-212-1017. Again, we're talking about the Truth Family Fest.
Yes.
Which is coming up on this Saturday. And we need you to make sure you are there.
Yeah.
And we want to just kind of let you know some of the things that are there. I know you've heard us talking about it. And we want to be able to make sure that you are in attendance. Because it's absolutely free.
Yes. Yes.
It's free. Free. Free.
Yeah.
So no excuses.
None.
You know, we're going to be there in the morning.
Yeah.
So y'all
from
need
11,
to be there.
Our broadcast starts at 11 a.m. sharp. We want to see you. We want all of y'all to come out.
Right.
We're going to be hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at 12 o'clock, we out.
I'm going to bring the gavel.
You going to bring the gavel?
I'm going to
bring the gavel. I'm going to bring one of the, I don't know, should I bring the Shay Shay Fufu?
Yeah.
Shay Shay Fufu mug?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Absolutely, you should.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll bring her.
Right. That part. But we'll be broadcasting live for the whole time from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
The Truth will be, yeah.
Yeah, but you want to catch me and Bailey.
Yeah.
You know, we will be there.
From 11 a.m.
We're going to kick it off.
We're going to kick it off.
Just like we do every day.
Yes.
We kick it off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll be able to come and hang out with all of the teammates and chop it up with all of the people from the shows.
My camera's so far off.
It is, Bailey.
What happened? What happened?
Oh, now you want to deal with your internal affairs? Nah, go on, say it. Say it, Bailey.
My camera?
Yeah,
oh.
Say it.
What?
Yeah.
What's going on? I got
your
this
comrade.
Is this?
Yeah.
Is this side?
See how
no,
your comrade?
I can only do 5 things at once.
Okay, well.
Internal affairs.
Is it this
accusations?
Side? Is it this side that's off? My arm is cut off. I don't have an arm. Oh, there. Oh, wait. Oh, no. It
Bailey.
Was the opposite side. It was over here.
Bailey.
It's over here. It's
Bailey, we're
what?
Trying to get this call in.
Now, oh, okay. All right. Maybe if I scoot
See,
over.
You know, this is karma. This is karma.
What?
Because I've been triple teamed, right? And
what?
Now
what
your
are you
own
about?
Two confidants.
Huh?
Got you with one arm.
Listen.
They got you with one arm.
I scooted my other arm back in the picture.
Okay, so I'm just saying.
Oh, wait. I scooted the wrong way.
tag team, black again. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Yes, you don't see it? Oh, okay. Well, let me just see if I can do this then. Cherie, great morning. This is you, correct? Because he couldn't get it through on the
Hello?
Other end. Hello?
Yeah, that's her.
Yep, Cherie. All right.
Hey.
All right, he couldn't get
Sorry
you.
Sorry about that, you guys.
Yeah, but he couldn't get you in the producer studio, but I'm like, I'm going to take care of it right here. So we get it done. That's what we do. We make sure we get it done.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
Again, I'm going to allow you to reintroduce yourself. Your name is, okay, and tell them who you are and what you do here with Milwaukee Black Media and award-winning Truth 101.7.
Sure. I'm Cherie Harris, and I'm one of the co-founders of 101.7 The Truth when it launched in 2020 or 2021. And currently I serve the role as an account executive and contractor, helping them with the transition and getting everything going with the new Truth. And I'm here to talk about our annual Truth Family Fest.
Why is that? And why is the Truth Family Fest so important? Talk about why it was started, what was the need, and what can people expect when they come to the Truth Family Fest?
Well, we feel the Truth Family Fest is very important because it's a celebration of bringing Milwaukee families together. And it's just started with an idea when we first launched the Truth with, hey, maybe we should give away book bags, you know, for back to school. We want to be involved some kind of way with the community. And then it just blossomed into this event now that we call Truth Family Fest that's going to be held at Riverside University High School. And it's more than just back to school supplies. It's filled with live entertainment, family activities, community resources from vendors, giveaways, back to school supplies, of course, bringing our Truth hosts, our superstars, doing a live broadcast just so the audience can be engaged with you all one-on-one. So this is like my baby. You know, it's a Truth-centric annual event. It's education is very important to me, and anything that we can do to help the families get a good start on their first day of school, that's what we want to do, make a good impact. And that's what we're all about here at 101.7 The Truth.
So, Cherie, now you said there'll be back-to-school supplies given away?
Yes.
Free?
Yes.
So is that like while supplies last, or we got them all day, or what's that look like?
That's a good question, Bailey. It will be while supplies last, and it's going to be integrated into activities. So it's not when you come in and you just get your supplies and you go home. We want you to be invested when you come and engage with our vendors. I feel that's very important because we've been hearing and we've been broadcasting over the summer, there's not a lot of things out here for the youth. There's not a lot of connections or resources for the youth, and we're bringing that to True Family Fest. So, yes, while supplies last, we will be having giveaways at the event, but we'll also will be having resources from other vendors that will be given away as well. We will have food there on site, so stay a while, have a treat, support our vendors, and we're going to have entertainment. We're going to have entertainment from the Milwaukee Hitters Drumline, DJ Infotech, who's a Riverside University High School alumni, CB Legacy, Emma James, and, of course, our 101.7 The Truth personalities.
Wow. Now, I know, you know, it might be early, but I'd like to make a request, especially as it relates to the free food. Now, what the other people have, you know, it's not necessarily my concern, but I would like to request a club sub from Cousin Subs. I'm just saying, I would just like to, and a strawberry shake. That's what my wish list is. I ain't saying that it's gonna happen, but if it could happen, a club sub and a strawberry shake.
I love the plug. I love the plug. Well, Cousin Subs is there on Oakland Avenue, so
yeah, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. We could probably make that happen. I'm just saying. You know,
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
So, the community impact, you know, when we talk about community impact, why is it so important to the award-winning 101.7 FM and Milwaukee Black Media to make that community impact, and what does that look like?
Well, the community impact is very important because we also want to highlight our business owners and our nonprofit organizations. And so we want to make sure they're featured as well when they're at this event. And we want our families to be engaged and connected with those resources. Because when you go to school, there's a, you know, the hustle and bustle trying to get things done. Our families need more than just what's inside the school, inside the classrooms. They need resources that's outside of the building. You know, they need resources when it comes to housing, renting. They need resources when it comes to when it comes to art and education, physical activity. So we will have that whole, you know, I say universe of activities and engagement and resources right there at True Family Fest. And then it will be an opportunity for you to sign up for those activities that you normally would not receive on your day-to-day when you're just going to work, trying to get your kids out to school, trying to bring them home, trying to figure out how to do their homework, trying to get them going the very next day. You need activities outside the classroom, and that's what this is. That's what community impact is all about. When you bring that community into your home, those resources into your home, it just makes, you know, a full circle, a better education and experience for you as a parent and for your child that's going to school, because it's not easy. It's a challenge, and so we just want to make sure we make it easier for you.
That part, well, you know, with you being in sales, you know, it's time for us to take care of some bills. So,
you might appreciate that.
You might absolutely appreciate that. So we're going to have you stick around, hang on the line as we get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I am the legendary Homeblow along with my girl.
You're missing an arm now, too. Bailey Coleman.
See, accusations.
You guys are all on today.
We'll be black with our guest and teammate, Cherie. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. We are talking about the Truth Family Fest that is coming up.
It's going to be Saturday, August 22nd
at the Riverside University High School. And, of course, shout out to Ray Nitti. That's his alumni, you know.
Oh, he's an alumni.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so hashtag.
My son's brother's a Tiger. An alumni there. Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to Amir. What's happening, player?
What? Okay, am I seeing something? Okay, so it's just the, I get it. I just looked at the thing and I saw where it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it just kind of threw me off.
Little tag good. There.
What?
Yeah.
A call to action.
Okay.
Listen, I just put my gavel up. I just put it up. But it'll be at the Truth Family Fest. It'll be there because we're going to keep order. Sometimes. But
what?
Bailey, there it is. When you hear that, what? I'm sorry that you have to deal with this, Cherie, but whenever you hear Bailey say, what? Yeah, you just know that it's something coming behind that.
Nah.
We know that the admission is free. So as part of the call to action, what is it that we need to see from our community and some people that, I know we were talking about volunteers. Is that still a thing? Or, you know, give us all the call to action points right now.
Sure. So I want to give 2 points, like highlight who's going to be there and then the call to action. Yes, admission is free. So bring the entire family, bring everybody, free and open to the public. Starts at 11, ends at 2. And, yes, we're still in need of volunteers. We want our community to be engaged with us, and it's a great opportunity for you to be engaged with our hosts as well. And there will be something in it for our volunteers. I don't want to say what it is, but just know it will be something in it for our volunteers as well. So we would love to have you on site to help
us out. Should have been cousin subs. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, I'm sorry. I apologize.
I know. Cousin subs is great. It's great. It's all about timing, though, right?
Yeah. We had to get this going.
But if you want to volunteer, please go to our website at truthfamilyfest.com. You can fill out the form there, or you can email Sierra Brown at sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That is spelled C-I-E-R-R-A.brown. And just stay connected with us, and we'll get you set up. Also, I just do want to highlight some of our vendors that will be there. We will have Ben & Jerry's. I did talk about food, so we're giving away 200 scoops of ice cream from Ben & Jerry's.
There we go.
We're going to have Goody Gourmet Popcorn there on site. We'll have that to give away, and we'll have Dear Forest Sweets that will be selling treats on site as well. And then we'll also have a handful of our vendors there, but I do want to make a shout-out to our partners that has helped us put this event together, and that is Educators Credit Union, Ascension, Wisconsin, Milwaukee Public School, American Family Insurance, AB CoreCore, City of Milwaukee, DCWS, and Empower. So you guys check me. Am I missing anybody? Because I know that's a lot.
No. You're good.
I'm good? Good. Because I know you guys get a lot of emails from me. Don't miss this.
Yeah.
and text messages. Don't miss this. So please come out and support us. Come out and support your community. And, you know, let's help you get a great start. We're back to school.
I always say help me to help you, so help us to help you.
That's a great activity, a free event. Now, we hear all year long that there's nothing to do. Nothing to take that you could take your kids to that's free. This is a free family-geared event for you to come on out and be a part of. I used to, when my son was little, always looking for stuff like this to be able to take him to. There's going to be a whole drum line there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The hitters.
Yeah. DJ Infotech is going to be there.
DJ Infotech, Record Breaker DJ Infotech.
Yes.
My friend and brother.
CB Legacy will be there. Emmett James. And of course, we'll all be there. And you never know who else is going to pop up because people pop up all the time.
Pull up on me.
Yes. Folk pull up all the time.
Pull up on us. Pull up on us.
So y'all, you know, make your way out there. It's, again, it's free.
Yeah, that part. You know, that's that word that people love.
Give us free.
Yeah, that
so bring everybody. You can bring your cousins, too. Come on out. Let's have a good time.
Okay, now, are you talking about cousins, okay, see, every time I hear the word cousins.
They can come, too, though.
They can come, too.
I'm just saying, every time I hear the word.
I'm just putting it out there for you.
Yeah, I'm going by my cousins. I said, did you say cousins?
I meant, you know,
my eyes get
family,
big.
Like real family.
Yeah, my face light up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I do want to say a special thank you to my alumni, Riverside University High School.
Oh, you're an alumni too.
And Principal Lasky and the alumni organization. They allow us to be there, and they've been so grateful to us over the years to have this event. It's not easy to put on, and so I just want to thank the team there, and I also want to thank 101.7 The Truth. The last 60 days has been a lot, and you guys really has helped us put this together. So thank you to the team, Truth team, and thank you to our Truth audience for sticking with us, and we will love to see you there on Saturday, August 22nd.
Yeah, come on out now, y'all.
Babar on YouTube said, is Xavier going to be there? Xavier? You going to be at the Truth Family Fest?
I will be shooting a wedding.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, he not going to be there.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
But he'll be at the next one. Xavier will be at many other events.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, Homer and I will be there.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't know who will be here in the studio producing, but Homer and I will be there.
Absolutely. And we're going to get it in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come on out.
11 to noon.
Yep.
We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Thank you, Sheree.
Thank
we
you,
love
Sheree.
You. We appreciate you for all
love you too.
Do and continue to do. And,
yes.
You are an unsung hero.
Yes.
Because, you know, you.
Well, we're singing you now.
That part. I can't sing, though. I will have to lip sync. But I'm singing.
Yes.
You hear me?
Be ready. Maybe karaoke there, Homer.
Yeah.
So be ready.
I just was singing. That's my Pootie Tang voice. We love you, Sheree.
Love you, too. Thank you all.
All right. Talk to you later.
Well, that puts a wrap on it for us, Bailey.
Yeah.
You know, up next, the award-winning Sherwin Hughes with The Truth with Sherwin Hughes from 9 a.m. to noon.
Uh-huh.
Followed up by the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon with their new hours from noon to 2. And then followed by Ray Nitti doing overtime, 2 to 4.
Uh-huh.
And then we tap in with Jazz Tyler from 4 to 7 p.m. It's The Truth, the award-winning 101.7 FM.
Yeah.
Bailey, what you got?
I just want to thank all of our Facebook followers that followed us and watched us live on Facebook today. You know we appreciate and love every last one of y'all. And we'll do it again tomorrow. Hey, trust God, do good, and you'll have a great day.
Hashtag that part. Love you, babes. Talk to my agent. We are out of here for now. Peace.